You're listening to SBS News.
Christmas is fast approaching and retailers are preparing for what is usually the busy festive period of consumer spending in the year. But new research by Boost Mobile shows 90% of Australians have made changes to their purchasing behaviour as a result of the rising cost of living. Jason Hayes says Australians surveyed are actively reviewing their grocery and petrol prices and are concerned about the cost of housing, electricity and mobile phone expenses.
We've spoken to thousands of consumers across Australia. Our independent research has shown more than 1 in 10 Australians are finding it hard to sleep at night due to their worrying about finances. That's damning statistics, and even higher in regional areas.
A survey by Barnardo's also found around 47% of families surveyed reported they will cut back on presents for their children. So, will the bubble burst on the Christmas consumer spending spree for gifts and decorations? At London's Spirit of Christmas Fair, shopping for gifts has already begun. But times are hard. Increased shipping costs, materials and the fall of the pound against the dollar has doubled prices for many products. Ultimately, it's the consumer that is squeezed the hardest. Magdi Labib is the owner of Treasure Tree, a small company that focuses on handmade glass baubles for Christmas trees. And costs have gone up, but he's trying to keep prices down.
I mean, everything is actually handmade and hand-painted in Egypt. So all our raw materials have gone up by more than 50%. However, looking at our pricing strategy last year to this year, we only managed to squeeze it and push it up by an average of 10-15% because we totally understand what is going worldwide. But definitely, we are affected here in the UK as well as the production which is taking place in Egypt.
But even by absorbing costs to keep prices competitive, times are still hard. And he says people are buying fewer ornaments as a result of the cost of living crisis in the United Kingdom.
Maybe they used to buy 5-6 pieces about 10 years ago. Now, 2-3 pieces. So it has impacted on the customer behavior, but they are still going for something special, unique and handmade. Even with the difficult time.
The Spirit of Christmas Fair brings together hundreds of independent boutiques under one roof. The event expects to welcome around 50,000 visitors. Many of the businesses are small companies which are having to adapt to the changing retail sector. One example is Philippa Diggle of Diggle Chocolates. She is a chocolatier who hand makes her sweets from her flat in Clapham. Philippa says one strategy is to keep a healthy stock of entry-level price point items to ensure there's enough for all budgets.
It is awfully depressing, obviously. There's not really much I can do to like counteract that. I guess making more of the like smaller price items, so like the chocolate bars, rather than buying more expensive, because they are expensive chocolates, don't get me wrong, I appreciate that they're a luxury. Rather than buying like a £24 chocolate box, you might buy a chocolate bar. Like, that's totally fair enough. I do always feel like Christmas is like a time when people, when you're trying to spend less money, generally you still spend money on your friends and family, because I think it's just such a nice thing to do. And people like to share, like to give gifts and stuff, so I'm hoping it's going to be fine. It's obviously very early days. It might be terrible. I might not sell anything, but...
You can smell Christmas at a specialised Christmas-scented potpourri stand with scented wreaths and decorations. The air is filled with the aroma of oranges, cinnamon and bay leaves. Claire Shield from Polyfields is hopeful that consumers will always want to treat themselves around Christmas time despite the economic hardship affecting many.
I think everybody has that little bit tucked away just to do the Christmas thing, and even if it's one small little item that they get just to bring them that special feeling, I think people will still do it and are seemingly still doing it. So I know it's tough for lots of people, but a little tiny treat works wonders. So
at the higher end are Jan Constantine's hand-embroidered pure wool cushions. Her cushions can be found in London's most exclusive shops, including Harrods. Luxury goods are less prone to be affected by the cost of living crisis because high net worth clients are similarly less affected. But Jan Constantine has also seen a growth in sales to the United States of America. She says around 40% of her online sales are to customers from the US who are benefiting from the strength of the dollar against the pound.
The cost of living crisis hasn't really affected my product, I think, because my product is quite special and I do have a lot of customers that follow me year in, year out, and they love the fact that it's hand-embroidered heirloom of the future.
At the show for the first time are the Card Boys, a new company that offers card subscription packages with an emphasis on discovering and promoting new artists and designers. When times are hard, the traditional Christmas card is certainly not on the list of things people might cut back on. Especially now, there are so many online ways to reach out to people to send a Christmas message. However, Adam Newington, co-founder of the Card Boys, believes nothing quite beats the effort of sending a physical card with a thoughtful message.
As a nice family thing to do for people, sending a card can be a really lovely way of letting them know you're thinking about them. And how often is it that you actually take the time to sit down and write someone a message? It's a really lovely thing to do. It's a very Christmassy thing to do. I hope people can find the money to do it because I think it's an important message and it's important for the spirit of Christmas.
There are 700 independent boutiques at the Spirit of Christmas Fair, and show director Mary Claire Boyd is confident there will be something at the show that suits all budgets.
With the cost of living crisis, people can come here with different budgets because there is a whole range of gifts and items that people can buy. So they can work to what they have to spend.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.